This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live 855-450-FREE. Kicking off our number three in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Cody.
And we'll go back to the phones where we have Mike calling in from Maryland. And Mike, I do want to thank you for bringing the news about the Russian diplomats being expelled from the U.S. to our attention. I think there was more that you wanted to say on that, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, thank you for holding me over. It's very polite of you. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm engaged in a fear foreign, and I'm not saying that a war with Russia is imminent, but that's generally before war is declared. You know, it's a diplomatic expulsion is a prelude to declaring war. And what people need to realize is that Russia is a second-rate economy, but the first-rate military. And our military is overextended, is worn from nearly two decades of wars in the Middle East. And we need to realize that Russia won't be a pushover like Iraq and Libya, where they're using 40-year-old Soviet equipment. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see over the next week to see what transpires.
I think
but
a big question, too.
Obama springs a false flag attack and blames it on Russia. I mean, anything is possible now. You know what
yes.
I mean?
I think it would almost be necessary because what I'm thinking is, if we remember back a few years ago, Obama tried to get the U.S. to go to war with Syria. And he just didn't get enough public support to really justify it, and he kind of backed down. So the question is what would have to happen to really rile America up enough to really look at Russia as the bad guys again to justify a really big war with a country that, unlike Syria, really actually could stand its ground? And I think it's going to take a little bit more than some bad press over the past few weeks. I think something really damaging would have to happen that they would be able to point fingers at Russia for.
Right, and the question, and thanks to the board op at the Genesis Communications Network for sending me the link over to a Reuters article where they say it's not clear whether President-elect Donald Trump, who has praised Putin and nominated people seen as friendly towards Moscow to senior post, would seek to undo these actions by Obama when he takes office in 3 weeks on January 20th. So it is something that it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and because of the fact that Trump is going to be taking over, if this is something that they really, really want to get started, they're basically pushing up the timetable. Maybe they were really expecting Hillary Clinton to win the election, and they would have enough time to really ramp up this Russia fear. Maybe, you know, something, within the next few weeks, really crazy might happen, for all we know.
Yep, and of course, the Russian government is denying being involved in the hacks. And they're saying that there will be an adequate retaliation.
Well, I'm sure you know Al-Qaeda and ISIS is our proxy army that's trained, supplied, in order to, the CIA, Western intelligence agencies, in order to overthrow Assad. And they failed miserably. So now they're going with another option.
Right, and Syria is basically a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia, although the Russian military is actually being actively involved there now. Mike, thanks for the call. And, I really don't know what to think of this, because anything that I say is going to be pure speculation.
Sure.
Since, nothing is really predictable other than, yep, they expelled some diplomats and Obama's saying there's going to be new sanctions against Russia. And it's basically, it seems like it's going to be the Cold War all over again.
Yeah.
Let's continue with the phones. We've got Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk.
Go ahead. This is a clear case of El Negro animal being a wild
Can you
animal.
Turn down whatever electronic device you have in the background?
Okay, I will do that. Look, home.
And please use another word besides animal. Change up your dictionary a little bit.
And
okay.
Stop screaming. All right.
El Negro animal, as you very
You just
well
did.
Know.
You're
I'm
not
of
listening.
The opinion, I'm of the opinion is not, doesn't match up, doesn't size up with Putin, okay? I'd like to know exactly if he wants to take on Russia, which he's obviously doing right now, okay? What is he doing to address the issue of Edward Snowden being over there in Russia right now, okay?
Oh, you mean the fact that Barack Obama is the reason that Edward Snowden is in Russia because Edward Snowden was trying to get to Ecuador.
What a big slap on the face when you say that, my dear man.
Ralph, Edward Snowden was trying to get to Ecuador when Barack Obama had Edward Snowden's passport revoked while he was in the air flying from Hong Kong on to get to a connecting flight in Moscow. So it is Barack Obama's fault that Edward Snowden is in Russia. Ralph, thank you for the call.
What is he trying to argue about Edward Snowden?
There are people that claim that Edward Snowden is a Russian spy. Quote, why else would he be in Moscow right now? Because the U.S. government is the reason that he's in Moscow right now. Edward Snowden did not plan on seeking asylum in Russia. Edward Snowden planned on getting to Ecuador before his passport was revoked while he was in the air flying from Hong Kong to a connecting flight in Moscow. So his only purpose of going to Moscow was to catch another airplane.
And if it was really up to him, he would still be in America with that hot girlfriend that he had at the time. And I'm sure he didn't want to leave that.
Right.
He wanted to be in Russia.
He did try to go through the appropriate channels, but I've actually got something in my show prep I'll have to dig up where the guy that criticized Snowden for not going through the appropriate channels has been placed on administrative leave for actually retaliating against other whistleblowers that did go through the appropriate channels. So this whole BS about go through the appropriate channels, there are no appropriate channels because they shut those off.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, if you're talking about a bunch of criminals, no longer do I care about appropriate channels. I mean, we're talking about exposing crime. You know, the only appropriate channel is to talk about it. That's
right.
The only channel I care about. And how you go about it, I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
For people that aren't sure which criminals you're talking about the 535 men and women in the U.S. Congress.
Yep.
All of the members of the executive branch, everybody that works for the NSA, which they're part of the executive branch, so all of the people that are, doing the illegal spying, those are the criminals. People that expose the crime are not the criminals.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to make sure that this isn't spun around, okay? Because, this is what they've been trying to do for years and years and years, is spin it around to make it seem like the people who are exposing crime are the actual people who are terrorists, they will really drop that word terrorist,
and if Edward Snowden came back to the United States to stand trial, well, one, he's not going to get a fair trial, so, he can't present any kind of defense. And do you know what would happen to Edward Snowden? He would wind up being in prison with Chelsea Manning, who also exposed some crimes and was rewarded with 35 years in prison. Already the 6 years of incarceration that Manning has served is longer than any other whistleblower charged with espionage in American history.
Wow.
But yet, she has 29 more years of prison in front of her.
It's criminal.
That's what you get rewarded with when you go through the proper channels and face trial. So, do I, you know, think that Edward Snowden is a hero? Absolutely. Do I think he should stay in Moscow? Abso-freaking-lutely. He's safe there for now. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Good day, America.
Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Cody.
And how would you like to save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more on things that you're going to buy anyway. Well, you can do that when you save at Purse. Go to saveatpurse.com. And there's a couple different ways you can do this. So you can either save 5% instantly doing their instant buy to where you look up the item using their search bar, or you can go to Amazon, pull up the product ID, the ASIN is what they call that, and put that in, add the things to your basket, save 5% instantly. You've got to use Bitcoin. I'll explain that. Or you can save, you know, 25% or more by putting things into an Amazon wish list, importing the wish list to Purse, and then sending Purse your Bitcoin. So Bitcoin, of course, being a decentralized cryptocurrency, you send the Bitcoin, and then somebody will then pay full price for the item, so they're buying your Bitcoin at a markup. You're getting the savings, and when you get the items in the mail or, you know, from UPS, however they wind up arriving to you, you then go back to saveatpurse.com and click I have my items. And then the Bitcoin wind up getting released from escrow and going to the person that purchased your items for you. So that's how you're able to save, again, 10, 15, 20, 25% or more. They've capped it at 33%. And I consistently, when I put stuff up for 15 to 20%, I consistently get 15 to 20% off. There have been times where I just don't want to wait an hour for somebody to pick up the order, and I'll do the instant buy. Save 5% instantly, and it's absolutely amazing. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go back to the phones, where we've got Jeff calling in from the Chicagoland area, listening to WRMN 1410. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. Do you guys think that the Russian government is more communist or the one in Washington?
Definitely the Russian government.
Okay. I wasn't, sometimes I'm not always sure. I mean, you know, the Russian one is openly communist, but sometimes I wonder. Another thing on...
Depends on how you look at communism. I mean, it's interesting how, especially the right-wing talk show hosts like to throw this out with any... Democrat or liberal they don't like, well, they're a communist. Well, you know, like, true communism is an actual and anarchist type of system where there's no currency and no individualism.
But, you know, the vast majority of the time when the word communism is being used, they're talking about state communism.
Well, then they should call it Stalinism. I mean, not to nitpick, but really that's what they should be doing. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Well, in Bible college, we were in men's chapel, and the dean of men, who was, I think, was a Marine drill instructor, rolled up his sleeve, and he had the nurse there, and she gave him a vaccination. So right away, my blood pressure was going up because I was against vaccinations. Then he had us get up row by row, and he had the, you know, staff, like, at each door. And when it was my turn, I told the elderly gentleman that I was opposed to vaccinations, and he said I could just stand there and... So later I followed up by talking to the college doctor, and I'd actually tarred his roof once for him. But anyhow, he ended up trying to argue with me into the vaccination, but he finally said, I don't have your medical record, so I can't deal with it. He just wanted to wash his hands of it. So, but here's an idea for people who may be opposed to vaccinations. If there's a form, you can have the doctor fill out that says that he's responsible for any ill effect that results from it. He won't want to sign that form, and that may be an out for you. I'm not sure. You could possibly look up the form online and maybe find one.
And that might be a state-by-state thing as well. You know, the specific form would be a state-by-state thing. But, Jeff, that's definitely some good advice. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Hank calling in from Nashua, listening online. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hi. I've listened to you for some time now, both on the computer and on the radio. Radio, little problems. But in any case, other than you guys are a little bit too liberal for me, on this sanctions President Stupid wants to put on, the little minor thing I have, if he has the sanctions and he doesn't, how are we going to get supplies up to our astronauts in the space station, including toilet paper, or get them in and out? Are they going to let them ride on a Chinese rocket? Because we don't think any way to get anything up to them or get them back down. Number one. Number two, if they were hacking us and upsetting our elections, we've been legally hacking them with Radio Free Europe for almost 7 years, and there has been no sanctions put on us, and we've been doing it to specifically upset their sphere of influence. Little minor thing.
Well, America apparently gets to be the world police, and I guess that's what happens when over half of your budget goes towards guns and bombs and tanks. You know, people just kind of let you do what you want because they don't want to be attacked, essentially.
Well, when you, I go along for the attacking, but when they go ahead and they do this thing here and they complain about, side tangent again, Israel, there's nothing that says that what we're doing with Egypt, upsetting the governments, funding them with money, that's okay. Well, so it just seems like it's either play marbles with our way, or you don't play marbles at all. And
when
we want to support and defend a country, e.g. Afghanistan, and we put a president in through Afghanistan that owned a bunch of restaurants in California, his only claim to fame. But as far as South Sudan or Rwanda, Burundi, they don't care. It's just people.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know if anybody could keep an accurate count of how many foreign elections the U.S. military has intervened in, or the CIA, or any part of the U.S. government. So I do find it interesting that, you know, when somebody, you know, allegedly hacks the DNC and reveals emails that, again, nobody is saying were faked. Nobody from the DNC is saying, we didn't write those emails. Those were fake. They're just saying, some bad person revealed all of these horrible things that we said. But when that happens, all of a sudden, you know, it's some foreign government interfering in American elections, when the U.S. government will blatantly interfere in foreign elections and nobody can say anything about it. I find that to be very, very interesting and rather hypocritical. And now, Hank, you started off by saying that you think we're a little too liberal for you. I'm curious what you mean by that. Hold the line. I want your thoughts on how it is that we are too liberal.
I was wondering that as well. I hope we get an answer on that one.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, yeah, we've got Skype as well. Username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome in studio. It's Daryl.
And Cody.
And we go back to the phones where we've got Hank calling in from Nashua. And Hank, you started off your call by saying that you think we're too liberal. And I'm curious what you mean by that.
All right. You express New Hampshire as a state where libertarianism, and I like to think I might have, if I could be a little bit more conservative, I might be a libertarian, but libertarianism has a chance to blossom. And this is one of the states that live free or die. You stress the wrong word, it died. And the free doesn't exist. I'll give you a quick example. Nashua. There's one of the, we have paratransit, we have a regular transit system bus. There are no employees that have something simple to, in order to drive the bus, like first aid training. If you get stuck with a bee and you want an Ipanema, you better wait for somebody because then they haven't got any qualified people to do anything. There's not a first aid kit. If you happen to, if you wanted a Band-Aid, you better try to ask for a passenger. If you're on paratransit and something happens, there's no way to, for them to do anything other than call an ambulance, call the police. And if there's a traffic jam, an accident on the Daniel Webster Highway, you're out of luck.
Why are there no first aid kits on the transit in Nashua?
Oh, they don't want it. It's called the dye pot. Now, there isn't any first aid kits. Let's forget about the kits for a second. There is no first aid training on any drivers or personnel in Nashua. Sounds good. Don't have a heart attack. Don't have an angina attack. And don't get stung with a bee and not being able to do your eponema pen.
Now, are these government employees, or is this a private company that runs the transit there in Nashua?
That's a contract given out by the city to a private company. City sets the rules.
Sounds more like live free than it does die to me. Are there any cases of anybody dying from this lack of service that you supposedly want to have forced on these private contracted companies?
Well, it'd be nice if they had the same regulations as DOT has on the regular buses. First aid training would be nice for any employee that's dealing with the public.
So if that concerns you, then take the bus. Take the public bus. If you want to risk it, then, you know, risk it. But if you're worried about that sort of thing, then go with the public transportation, right?
This is public transportation.
Okay.
But the paratransit is not exactly public. You're paying $5 a ride. It's almost the same as a cab.
So it's pseudo-public, pseudo-private. So, you know, it sounds to me like the problem is government interference here. Now, let me ask this question, Hank. Let me ask you a question. Because you're saying that, you know, none of the people that work for this transit authority have first aid training. Do taxi drivers in Nashua have first aid training?
No, they don't.
Is it a requirement for everybody that drives an automobile in Nashua to have first aid training?
No, but if you happen to work for an agency that's dealing
now,
with...
Now, let me ask you another question. Hold on, Hank. Let me ask you another question. Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's a good thing to know first aid?
Oh, I think if you're dealing with somebody handicapped, you should. But paratransit is for handicapped buses on the paratransit buses, which is part of the transit system. Cabs don't normally pick up people with wheelchairs.
When you first mentioned it, I didn't catch that you were talking about people dealing specifically with the handicapped. Now, I've worked private security before, and it's been a requirement that I have first aid training, so I do think that it's good to know first aid, but I don't think that it's good that governments force people to get certain certifications. Hank, thank you for the call.
And you know, yeah, he brought up the getting stung by a bee, and I wonder about the likelihood of that. And if you are allergic to bees, my sister is allergic to bees. She has an EpiPen. She's been trained on how to use it on herself. And if she was unable to do so, she could probably at least be able to hand it off to somebody else, and they would be able to look at the instructions, and it's pretty straightforward.
The problem is that is actually illegal unless you're an EMT.
Well,
it is illegal.
Wow.
If I go into anaphylactic shock and I don't actually have an EpiPen, but let's say that your sister happens to be over and, you know, I get stung by a wasp and I go into shock and your sister says, oh, no, Daryl's going into shock. Let me give him this EpiPen injection. And she gives me the EpiPen injection. That's a violation. Because you are only allowed, unless you have a trained medical personnel that is EMT or higher, you are not allowed to administer the EpiPen to anyone.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's ridiculous, because when time is of the essence and you're in a life or death situation, you shouldn't have to be worrying about, am I breaking the law? Am I getting in trouble? is somebody going to be upset with me in a legal sort of fashion? That there's no time for that, you know. Either, and yeah, okay, maybe you haven't had the certification or the training or whatever, but, like, your friend or family member is dying.
Right.
And, you know, yeah, there's a chance you're going to screw up. But, you know, it's either
You do.
What do you want to do? Do nothing. Wait for the certified whoever to show up when it's too late,
right, so,
or take the chance.
That's why a lot of states have passed what they call Good Samaritan legislation, to where if somebody acts in good faith trying to save someone's life, then they cannot be held criminally liable if they wind up, you know, doing something wrong. So if, let's just say, you have a heart attack and I start doing CPR on you and I break a rib, and note here, folks, if you're doing CPR on someone properly, you're going to break at least one rib. If you don't break a rib, you're probably not doing it right.
You're
That's
right.
something
yeah.
I was taught in CPR training
yeah.
when I was getting what they called EMT Basic in Pennsylvania. It since lapsed, has been for about a decade, but, like, I didn't lose the knowledge. I just lost the paperwork. So, you know, if I do CPR and I break a rib, I can't be held criminally liable for, you know, I broke Cody's rib, so charge me with simple assault, because I was doing something in good faith to save your life.
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing, is when it comes down to situations like that, you're not going to sit around.
Use common sense.
Yeah,
but
use common sense, and we're not going to sit around here and have a debate over, one, what the law is, two, whether or not it breaks the non-aggression principle. Sorry.
Right.
You know,
did Cody say that you could do CPR on him? Otherwise, Daryl, you're violating the non-aggression
you
principle.
You need to have affirmative consent.
And you're going to libertarian jail.
You're not allowed to touch him without consent, even if it might save his life. Like, okay, when a life and death situation happens, we're not going to sit around. We're not going to sit around and debate it like it's a trolley problem. You know, you just do what you think is right, based on, really, just based on, like, you're in the moment, you're probably panicked, and it's coming from a good place. It's because
right.
you want to help somebody. It's not like it's coming from sort of malicious intent. And if you screw up, that sucks. But, you know, I really think a big portion of the debate here is the intent. And if the intent is to help somebody, then we don't need criminal punishments coming down for that.
Right. But the problem is, you've got legislators that write laws where everything is black or white. They don't like shades of gray. But you know what? Most of life is a giant shade of gray. I'm not going to say there's 50 of them, but there's
yeah.
a lot of shades of gray.
Look outside right
this
now.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com. To learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 55-450-FREE might be time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Cody.
And you probably know that healthcare is all messed up in the United States. And we need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for actually being healthy. Doesn't that actually incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the other doctors are doing. How would you like to have a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, emergency room personnel, or whatever other medical professional you want? Check them out right now, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you will love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's jump back into this article from Reason that I think we started the hour with.
Yep.
About the proposal in California to create what they're calling a Bill of Rights for Children and Youth in California. The article from Reason, I'll skip down here a bit, but backtrack a little from where we were. They say, instead of actually doing something, the bill, SB 18, would declare the legislature's intent to do something, to develop and fund research-based policy solutions that will ensure the Bill of Rights for Children and Youth in California in its totality is applied evenly, equitably, and appropriately to all children and youth across the state. Towards that end, the bill declares a legislative intent to enact appropriate legislation by January 1, 2022. Legislators, of course, would decide what's appropriate, which could involve all manner of mischief and boondoggles, but could also amount to absolutely nothing. All of the rights declared by Senator Penn are vague, and several of them involve claims on other people's resources. In Penn's view, the decision to reproduce gives people a license to raid the wallets of total strangers who had no say in that decision. Furthermore, there are no clear limits to that license, since it's anybody's guess what appropriate quality health care or appropriate quality education might actually entail, what it takes to achieve social and emotional well-being, or how the government can guarantee optimal cognition, physical, and social development. Now, as I read parts of this, it reminds me of the whole No Child Left Behind thing, to where every child will be at 100% proficiency.
And how did that go?
They've lowered what 100% proficiency is. And now, well, in order to make sure that we fully comply with this, we need all of the schools to adopt Common Core standards.
Mm.
Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with saying that schools should adopt best practices. The problem is in the implementation in a lot of places. And I've had numerous conversations with school teachers. One of them, who lives over in the Manchester area of New Hampshire, said that the school district that she teaches at, they teach physics and something else in 8th and 9th grade, but another school that's the neighboring town teaches those in the opposite order. So that if you move from one town to the other between 8th and 9th grade, you're going to have the same class again.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's going to be the same textbook, but you'll be taking the same class over again. So, you know, like, even on that implementation, it's not necessarily, you know, everybody's learning the same way at the same time. And then a lot of people will freak out, especially the more conservative people. They'll freak out over some of the assessment data that is being collected that is actually not part of Common Core standards. That's just something that the schools are deciding that they're wanting to do, and then they'll blame it on, oh, well, we're just doing what we're told because Common Core. So, like, the people that are doing this stuff, they don't even really understand that what they're doing is not part of Common Core. So, like, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what is and what is not Common Core. But continuing on here, the most contentious right, according to the author of this post at Reason, in Penn's list are the ones that imply second-guessing of parental decisions and interference with family relationships. SB 18 says children have a right to live in safe and healthy environment, to have parents, guardians, and caregivers who act in their best interest, and to form healthy attachments with adults responsible for their care and well-being. Since it's not clear what happens when a parent's idea of a healthy environment, healthy attachments, or a child's best interest conflict with a legislator's or a bureaucrat's, you can start to see why the bill's opponents call it an attempt by power-hungry California legislators to further degrade the rights of parents and argue that it will eventually make the state the top dog controlling force over the children in California. And further, they warn that it's extremely problematic to allow a very small group of people to decide what constitutes best for millions of families. And some worry that Penn's dubious undefined rights could easily be manipulated to make a case for confiscating your children.
Wow. Worst case scenario, this could be just the, the dream scenario of control freaks, essentially.
Yes.
And you know, one thing that the government is, I guess, maybe can't really get into, but is trying to do everything they can to get their foothold in, is parenting. You know, they're already doing enough damage to our kids by basically babysitting them for 12 years in public education. But they can't really necessarily control what happens at home. And that must be, to some level, upsetting to them that parents still have the ability to raise their kids with their own beliefs instead of them, you know, 100% of the day being indoctrinated by whatever the state decides is necessary for a child to believe in.
Right. And And, yeah, that's definitely something that, you know, the Prussian school system that we have to where children go and they've got daycare. That's basically what it started out in.
Yep.
Oh, we need to, you know, get the kids in this daycare facility so that the parents can go work. And it's free, quote-unquote, free daycare that's paid for by other people's stolen money. The article here continues, while these dangers are theoretical at this point and might remain so even if Pan's bill passes, the state does and should impose limits on parental authority. Now, I disagree with that unless, and he says here, is illustrated by laws against child abuse. So I'll agree there. You know, if you're abusing a child, sure, but that's not a limit on parental authority. That's a limit against abusing another human being. They also mentioned the debate over vaccination. A legislature that takes this vacuous list of rights seriously would be more inclined to err on the side of intervention with potentially pernicious implications for parental prerogatives and children's welfare. Does homeschooling qualify as appropriate quality education? Is a household that contains a firearm a safe and healthy environment? Is a strict religious upbringing consistent with optimal cognitive, physical, and social development? Are parents who let their children eat junk food, walk to the playground by themselves, or participate in risky sports acting in the best interest of the child? People's opinions on such subjects vary widely, and the bill by Senator Penn invites legislators to enforce their opinions under the pretense of protecting children's rights. Pan seems oblivious to these concerns, and his spokeswoman told Snopes that critics of the bill don't want to understand the bill and instead choose to make up lies about the legislation and the senator. In opposing the bill, the spokeswoman says they, that being the opponents, oppose an effort to empower parents and ensure children and families get the support they need to succeed. Well, why exactly should one family get quote-unquote, support from someone else at the force of a gun to make sure that they, quote-unquote, succeed? And who defines succeeding?
Apparently they do. And listen, I think it's sad, too, when I see fat parents buying their fat kid a bunch of junk food. It does sadden me. But you know what? Freedom's messy, and sometimes those things are going to happen. But you can't control everything. You can't.
Certainly, but, well, you can control going to freetalklive.com until we come back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, because we do that every night, including holidays.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now, and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss the special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.